Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. Today is Wednesday, June 18th, 2014. This is our 77th episode of the show. And as ever, it is a real treat to have you here. There is so much good stuff to talk about today. Oh my gosh. I don't know where to begin. There's a ton of good stuff. But I thought I'd start with an email. We got an email from Philip in Singapore. And Philip asks a really useful question, a really great question. He said, you know, you talk about e-commerce frequently, but you also talk about social and mobile and in-store. Can you explain exactly how that's e-commerce? I thought e-commerce was online. Well, Philip, that's a terrific question, and I'm really glad you asked this. As people who've listened to the show a lot know, or people who've read my blog a lot know, I'm very fond of saying it's all e-commerce. And I want to explain why. I want to explain how these different pieces all work together today and why that matters so much. First of all, Business Insider had some recent information that talked about the demographics of who shops online and on mobile. And one of the things that they call out right at the beginning of the study is that 50% of women made a purchase online in 2013 and 52% of men. In addition, 22% of men made a purchase on their smartphones and 18% of women. Now, those are big numbers, right? 57% made a purchase, 57% of women made a purchase online, 52% of men made a purchase online. So right there, that means that half of all people are actually buying stuff online. So right out of the gate, that shows that e-commerce is fairly large in and of itself. There's also a ton of data that shows how much people use search and desktop web and mobile web to research their products. And so that's one of the reasons why I say that it's all e-commerce. Because regardless of the channel where people buy, they're using the E part, the online part, the digital part, the mobile part, the social part, the local part, to drive a purchase decision. But there's more than that. There's much more than that. Because there's this increasing trend of people using technology more and more. For instance, from the same data that Business Insider looks at, they say that millennials, who are those consumers, they call them consumers 18 to 34. I would typically call them, you know, a little bit younger than that, but basically more or less on target. They spend more money in a given year than any other age group, around $2,000 on e-commerce. Now, that's actually buying stuff online. That's not shopping or browsing. That's buying. They spend more money than any other demographic, despite the fact that they are, relatively speaking, the poorest demographic still. They have lower incomes and things like that. So the behaviors of your customers, the changing of the guard, as I refer to it, as millennials begin to move more into the marketplace, and as boomers begin to move out of the marketplace, that's going to shift more and more business to traditional e-commerce, to people actually buying things from your website or buying things via their mobile phone. It also is going to have a huge impact on how much time they spend shopping and browsing and researching online before they buy, whether their definition of online is sitting at a desktop computer or a laptop or a tablet while sitting on their couch or their mobile phone. All of that is an e-commerce activity. If you're not actually helping your customer find the information they need in the channels that they're looking for it, That's a lost sales opportunity. That's a big, huge miss. And so it's so important to be aware of the e-commerce component of this, regardless of where people actually buy. And while I mentioned that boomers are beginning to move out of the marketplace a bit, there's still a ton of boomers who are buying, and they're using mobile e-commerce of all things. 1 in 4 mobile shoppers in the U.S. is over the age of 55, about even with their share of the overall U.S. population. So even people 55 and older are using mobile commerce at about 25% of the overall population. That's 25% of the boomer population. That's crazy. That's huge numbers. So clearly, mobile is affecting your customers across all aspects of their browsing and shopping and researching behaviors, whether or not they choose to buy there, and they're even buying there. Now, on top of that, other media within the online space is influencing different purchase decisions. So Marketing Charts has data that shows that social platforms are growing in the value of the traffic they're sending. They've increased tremendously. Now, to be fair, they're still lower than search. Their conversion rate is still lower than search. But social, which everybody says, well, I can't measure the value of that, or I don't know that it's actually driving to my, you know, business, clearly works from an e-commerce perspective. And so that's where the social piece comes in. Social absolutely influences your customers' purchase behaviors. Again, even if they're buying offline, they're probably reading reviews beforehand. They're probably asking people on Facebook, what do you think? You know, have you used this product? I'd love to hear your opinion. They're seeing things their friends bought or posted photos of. You know, yeah, their friends took a great vacation to a fantastic hotel and they posted a lot of photos of that. And that influences them in the discovery phase and in the dreaming phase where they think about, wow, wouldn't it be great to go on a trip? Wow, wouldn't it be great to get a new car? Wow, wouldn't it be great to, you know, to buy that cool engagement ring for my girlfriend or for my significant other? So that plays a role in e-commerce as well. Now, on top of that, things like email. We know that mobile is one of the most used places for people to read their email. And so that has a huge influence. When you're doing email marketing, you're talking to people, again, regardless of where they buy, but on a mobile context as well as a desktop context. And again, it feeds back into an e-commerce experience regardless of where their purchase occurs. Now, finally, the integration of offline and online is getting tighter and tighter and tighter, and mobile's what's making that happen. Mobile Commerce Daily talked about a new study that showed people who use beacon messages, people who receive beacon messages, will use apps in store 16.5 times more often than people who don't. So what they're doing is they're using beacon technology in store to actually alert people's phones to the fact that there are specials or offers or where to find merchandise or things like that. This is from the Mobile Commerce Daily. According to the article, Cheryl Kingstone, Director of Research for Mobile Leadership Strategies at Yankee Group, said the best way for retailers and brands to engage shoppers using beacon technology is by marrying it with relevant customer data, such as data gathered through purchasing histories. Beacons become more valuable when you can add contextual information, Ms. Kingstone said. Add intelligence to the mix, and the future is about aggregated learning regarding behaviors and preferences that can help ensure relevant interactions. So basically what they're saying here is you can use beacons tied to what you already know about customers and what you know about their mobile activity to actually help drive them towards a purchase when they're standing in your store. Now that sounds an awful lot like e-commerce to me. even though somebody's standing in your store, you're taking an e-commerce action of saying, hey, let me show you a message that's relevant to you based on targeting and based on information and based on data to actually drive you towards a purchase decision. I don't know, that sounds an awful lot like retargeting on a website. It sounds a bit like search when you're actually matching a message to what somebody's looking for. I mean, that's pretty crazy, right? Business Insider, again, has data that says that in 5 years, 3/4 of retailers plan to be able to identify store customers when they walk in so that they're able to do this. As the article says, this indicates that merchants have a large appetite for beacons. And if you're not aware, these devices communicate with consumers' smartphones via a Bluetooth signal and are particularly suited to recognizing customers when they enter a store. The article goes on to say 16% of retailers currently collect real-time data from their point-of-sale systems, but 63% plan on implementing this practice within 5 years. So when we're talking about using data to enable customer targeting, that's an e-commerce experience even when it happens in-store. And you're seeing greater and greater integration of the offline and online world in that regard. TechCrunch has an article that Walmart Labs, which is Walmart's e-commerce and technology skunk works, actually made a purchase of a Silicon Alley startup, a fashion app called Styler, because they want to provide a better shopping and browsing experience on mobile in store and potentially when somebody's in your store, not just the Walmart. So e-commerce gives you a way to touch your customers even when they're not in your store and when they're standing in your competitors' stores. One of the reasons I talk about the AgFam folks all the time, the Apples, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Amazons, the Microsofts, is because they're working very, very hard at doing that. You know, Quartz has a thing talking about, so today Amazon is going to launch, everybody expects they're going to launch a smartphone. Because Amazon gets how many people are shopping on their phones, and I suspect they're going to make a real play to use that phone to connect directly to customers when they're standing in other stores. That's huge. That's a big e-commerce play, right? Imagine if somebody goes to the local Walmart or goes to their local Kroger or goes to their local ShopRite to go grocery shopping, and their Amazon phone alerts them, hey, I note because of Beacon that you're in this aisle and the items that you're looking at are 10% cheaper on Amazon. I mean, that'd be a huge play. And we're there. The tech all exists to make that occur. So that's really critical to understanding. When we're talking about e-commerce, we're not just talking about your customer sitting down at their computer or pulling out their laptop or grabbing their tablet while they're sitting on a couch. Of course, that's a big part of it. But we're also talking how that those behaviors influence them when they get to a store. And with the growth of mobile and with the growth of social, where they're continually connected to the people around them, we're also talking about how those technologies enable your customers' decisions and their browsing and their shopping and their buying behavior, even in the physical world. So it's not just an offline thing, and it's not just an online thing, but it's the fact that they all work together. And it is why I say it's all e-commerce. I'm not just trying to be pithy, though let's face it, I am trying to be pithy to some degree. But it's not just about that. It's about how it all works together to drive that purchase decision regardless of channel. And so that's why I tie all of this together and why I say it's all e-commerce. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for today. But I want to thank you as ever for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I want to remind you that, like Philip, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. And of course, you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and subscribing in, clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. Or you can search for us in iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcatcher. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Tim Peter Thinks. With that, I hope you have a great rest of the week, a terrific weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.